One of the biggest issues that a lot of people have when it comes to writing, not just on social media, but putting their content and writing on the internet, is what do I actually write? Well, keeping your social copy clean and within brand standards can often be a challenge. Knowing what to write, let alone how often, keeps a lot of people from posting on social media completely. So, rule number one, keep it succinct and ask yourself, what would make me stop and want to read this post? With those things in mind, here are some tips that will actually help you get started when it comes to creating content for the online space. The first thing you need to do is understand active versus passive voice. An active voice produces more engaging copy. Readers prefer an active sentence because it clearly defines the action and who is performing the action. The second thing is to put your audience first. Even in real life, it's unbelievably rude to just talk about yourself all the time. So on social media, it's even more because people are on there to be entertained or to find out information or to learn something. So putting your audience first means you are actually going to write in a way that puts your audience at the center of a story. So they can look at what you've written and picture themselves in whatever it is that you're saying. You write a piece of copy and or put a post up, and they can imagine themselves living in the house that you have created or wanting to live in the house that you have built. When you think about this, the easiest way to do this is to say you more than you say us. So you talk to the customer. The next thing is to actually write copy that people want to share. So delivering value to their audience. People want to share things that their audience will find valuable. So this could mean you putting out a post that's helpful, entertaining, or otherwise worth paying attention to, and putting out content and writing posts that clearly convey a benefit to the person reading it. If you create how-to content, consider writing copy that will actually help the readers do something or achieve something or learn something. So you can also include really useful tips in your copy. Whether it's in the post or the image is entirely up to you. The next thing is to make sure that your copy matches your visual content. So you don't want to put up a very serious post but then have a very light-hearted image. So you've got to make sure that there is an alignment there and that it connects. The next thing is to be clear and concise, avoiding really complex language and even building jargon that the average person won't understand. So short sentences that are snappy and get people's attention, because when it comes to social media, people actually skim. So punchy posts tend to work a lot better than having really long-winded paragraphs, because people will look at that and simply go, oh, I don't have time, I'm not going to read that. Try and limit yourself to at least just one or two sentences. Now, this isn't really a firm rule, but it is a good guideline to work to, and it stops you from rambling. Then you can look at crediting people and engaging your audience. So it's not about talking at your audience and then walking away. It's all about being social, and I keep saying this. It's about building relationships. It means posting, responding, engaging, and then tagging others in your post where it's applicable. So whether it's tagging another brand, a partner, a contributor, a supplier, or even head office, that's just something to think about, and that's something that we will be talking about in a future lesson as well, is when to tag people in posts. Then, when it comes to your message, don't be pushy. Avoid any sales-driven messages. When you are putting posts out there, you don't want an overly sales-driven message, at least when it comes to social media content. So you've got ads that you can write to sell, and we'll be covering that in a further lesson. But social media posts are all about informing and entertaining and making a connection, because again, it's all about being social. And then look at creating curiosity. Think about what it is that makes you stop. What posts make you want to ask questions or stop and comment? So you need to write in a way that makes people want to click. If you're linking to a plan or a blog that's on the head office website, or maybe you're writing a blog content or an article, you've got to think about what's going to create enough curiosity that people will look at that and go, oh, I have to read that. And to do all of this, you need to define and develop your voice and your tone. Now, part of any business brand is the messaging. And part of the messaging is the words that you use. And there are particular words and phrases that, as a David Reed Holmes franchisee, you're never going to use because it's not part of your brand. So having an understanding and making sure that your team and whoever is doing your social media posting for you has an understanding of the David Reed Holmes voice and the messaging is really, really important, because it's all about showing up consistently and having that same presence and that same voice and that same messaging every time you show up. You need to have personality, even though you're showing and even though you're promoting and you're talking about your brand and your business, you are still allowed to have a personality, and that needs to show on social media, because it's all about creating conversation. Same as face-to-face. You don't want to meet someone that's boring, and you don't want to spend hours talking to someone that's boring. And social media is exactly the same. It's all about creating a consistent voice that's true to you, your brand, and your brand personality. What does your voice sound like, your social media voice? Is it fun? Are you serious? Are you creative? Are you an Occhitrady? Whatever your personality is, you need to let that show through. And you need to figure this out if you're going to show up on social media and post on social media. Because again, as you grow and you have a team that comes on board and you get someone else to do your social media posting for you, they need to know what your voice is. And then understanding your audience, understanding what their values are, what their concerns are, what their interests are, because you are a local business. You need to be part of your local community, and understanding what the local community needs is going to make it so much easier when you're showing up on social media, because they feel like you're one of them. And again, that's building the know, like, and trust factor that makes people want to work with you. We'll just run through some really quick tips when it comes to writing on social media. Hashtags, fantastic. They're a way of people searching to find you. They are a keyword or a search term, but they are best placed at the end of posts. So your hashtags need to be at the end of the post. Like I said, that's for accessibility and also for some context around what you're writing. An old journalism hack: write most important things first. The post will get cut off at a certain point, and then there's a read more. And if you don't capture people's attention before the read more, they're not going to go any further. And then write your posts out and edit them to be concise. Drop any unnecessary words that you don't need on the caption or anything that's going to affect the impact. Use fewer words and create intrigue. And then make sure that you are conveying your message with an image that ties into the caption, because sometimes the image will speak louder than the words that you're writing. And then describing the benefits of what you do and of having you build their home, rather than telling them they should work with you. Keep your content focused on the final call to action. People are silently begging to be led. You need to tell them what to do next. What do you want them to do? Do you want them to click on the link? Do you want them to comment? Do you want them to like? Do you want them to share? You need to tell them. And then keep it concise. Don't ask people to do 3 or 4 different things, because confused minds do nothing. You need to have one particular theme. Ask them to take one particular action. Don't confuse them by giving them a whole lot of instructions of things to do. So those are basic tips on what to write with social media. And as with all the lessons, the PDFs are underneath this. So at any stage, you can print these out and keep them as part of a marketing manual, so that, again, as your team grows, you can pass this on for them to use. That is a rundown on what to actually write on social media. The next lesson that we're going to be on, next training that we're going to be doing, is all about hashtag and explaining exactly what hashtags are and how to use them here.